I had a crush on Gwen when I was younger.
Really?
Okay, let's go. Meme
Yeah.
stash time.
I had a crush on Bridget.
Oh,
Like,
you're basic.
what?
You're
She's
so
hot. She's kind
cringe.
of. Ooh, and what's the.
Bridget.
Lindsay? Lindsay? Ooh, Lindsay.
You're so creative,
Ooh.
and you suck.
Welcome to the Among Us podcast, everybody. My name is Zenith. I am here with Crowbolt, Luna, Burgerman, and a special guest today. We got Jubs, my friend, my buddy Jubs. Say hi.
No.
Okay, boys, today we are going to today we
Don't
are going to be
laugh. This
talking
is a
about a
serious
myriad of
podcast.
discussions. We will argue, we will fight, and this is the reason why I have Jubs on here, because he is stupid and wrong about the first subject, which is the Sonic versus Mario beatbox battle by Verbalace. Who won and who's next? I think
You
that's
decide. That is not what he says at the end.
I think
That is
Who
epigraphic.
won?
Who is next?
Okay,
You
I think
decide.
that Mario won because I
But he
know he won,
didn't.
but he did, and you're wrong.
But he
And
didn't.
no, you're Jubs, you're wrong.
No.
No, look,
He got carried by his guitar.
Mario had a beat behind him. Sonic just kind of went free form, and that's not cool.
Dude, he freestyled on the beat.
Sonic's
Dude,
a little
he was
pussy. He's just
pogging.
like, "Oh, I'm just gonna go Super Saiyan mode." Like, fuck you, bitch. I don't need that. Mario is legit.
No, he went through like 10 different transformations. That argument's completely
Fire
invalid.
Mario isn't as much as Super fucking Sonic. Dude, do you know how
He
easy it
went.
is to be Fire Mario?
That I didn't even bring up specifically Framer. I said he went through like 10 different
He
transformations.
went he oh my fuck, you are so dumb. He went to Fire Mart and then he had like the propeller hat. That's not a fucking power up. That's a propeller
Yeah, that
hat.
turtle shell. That's
It's a
busted.
turtle. That's not a Jubs.
That actual power is busted in
Jubs.
game. Don't
Okay,
Super
but Sonic.
Super Sonic versus Turtle
He's
Shell,
Super
who
Sonic,
wins?
Jubs.
Didn't he go like superstar?
No, he didn't. Wait, did he? Shit, I gotta watch it.
I don't think he might, but
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did either.
No, he didn't. He just beatboxed on him with his beatboxing prowess, because he doesn't need the Chaos Emeralds.
Why?
Unlike Sonic, who's a little pussy.
What do
He's like,
you
I
okay? No,
can't beat him without the Chaos Emeralds. Oh.
his beatboxing was so epic it forced him to go Super Saiyan
He
because
literally
his normal body can't handle how swag he is.
he was so weak for the
Sonic
first half.
sucks.
And then he pulled out this bullshit like ringer in the end. That's not fair. I mean, it's not like he was even good when he was doing. He was still bad.
No, it wasn't. What do you mean? That
He
shit
was
was
still bad. He
fire.
was like puta atta puta atta. Mario was fire.
That was no. There
Yes.
was that no part apart from the part when he got his guitar that he was actually Mario
doing
is good. 10 times better than Sonic
Mario's so
ever
much better.
was.
Jubs, you're wrong. I'm
You
sorry.
know
You're
how?
objectively wrong.
I'm not
You're just
saying I'm
wrong.
objectively wrong
No,
doesn't
no.
make me any more wrong
No, it
because
makes
I
you more
am
wrong because now
objective.
you're objectively wrong. That's how it works.
No, it's
Jubs is
not.
silly. That's how it works. Jubs.
Yes.
Luna, what, how far have you gone? Luna's watching this right now.
Watched it till like
Luna's
halfway, and
the
Mario
official
definitely
rap
won.
referee.
So you saw
Mario
Mario,
definitely
right?
won this.
Okay, so
Yes, he
you can say
definitely
that
won.
Mario won. Thank you. Thank you.
He didn't even watch
You don't
Sonic.
have to watch the
He's
rest. The
yeah,
rest is garbage.
I watched like 10 seconds of the Sonic one, and it was
Oh.
just horrible
Of
if it
course.
hit.
Yeah, see?
Mario
Not
gives off
even me
good
more than
vibes.
Nakazi. Not because he fucking pops off at the end.
Dude, who
Also,
gives a shit? First impressions
Hamburger
are
Man
everything.
also says
No, they're
Mario
not.
won.
They are.
So it's a
Mario
4-0
won.
1.
Mario won.
No, okay. At the end of the at the next video it shows as Sonic won, so the general public thinks Mario won. You guys are a minority,
No,
which
this
makes
well,
your
the
general
Verbalace's fans are
public
full of
is a
stupid
minority
children.
here. Like
Yeah,
you.
but
They still outclass you, so
they're full of stupid children who
who's
think
a real
that
super
golden
kid?
so ooh, shiny color be cool. Like, fuck off.
Mario was just cringe. What can I say?
I don't. I can't believe we're friends.
I can't believe I'm on this podcast
I can't believe I
with a
invited you here. You're
ignorant
actually
bigot that
offending
doesn't.
me.
I'm triggered.
Yeah, I'm offended. Mario won.
He didn't.
He did.
Mario won. Next topic.
He did. Didn't even finish the video.
He did.
Yeah, but he's a rap referee. Jubs is arguing with the referee. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm the referee here.
Yeah, Luna's the referee.
Ronald, what do you think, Ronald?
He DM'd me saying Mario won.
No, he didn't.
We got to see it in public.
Will.
Oh, he said it. He said it in the chat.
Yep.
To the Among Us podcasters, he said Mario won.
What the fuck?
Ronald is right. I'm so glad topic? That the Among Us podcasters have actual brains.
What a bad guess.
This is why we're the Among Us podcast.
This is why you're not a host. This is why you're just a little guest.
Have you seen Minecraft Soft Body Tetris V3 with disappearing lines?
I'd love to.
Here, I'll post it.
Thanks, Luna.
Ooh, it's Minecraft.
Yeah, they can't see it.
With disappearing lines, that's so crazy. Oh, wait, is that the one where, like, the wool blocks fall and the lines disappear if he gets, like, a line?
Whoa.
Yeah, I actually saw that yesterday in the recommended.
Minecraft.
That guy makes so many, like, soft body situations. It's weird.
You guys like Minecraft?
No.
Yeah, I played it yesterday.
I want to play...
Exactly 10 minutes.
I want to play Speedrunner versus Hunter.
I want to speedrun versus...
You
want to
make a video parody of speedrunner versus...
I've done it before. I've already done it.
Make a podcast parody.
What's cool about that is that he's releasing, like, unedited clips of, like, those insane plays. Now, like, he has a Minecraft Manhunt channel where he, like, just releases, like, full clips. So, like, you can see how he actually gets, like, out of what he does. Instead of, like, him editing it and people think, like, oh, he's cheated.
He does. He cheats.
I mean, he
you
cheated.
Think Dream cheated.
All he does is cheat.
I mean,
that's what he did with his speedrun, so his things must be the same.
I mean, hey.
I haven't beaten this song yet, actually.
Hey, guys.
Have you guys seen Many Lads' apology for him being a pedophile or something?
That was in my recommended. I did not watch it.
Yeah. It's got only 40%. Not 40%. 46% likes.
You didn't know it existed?
No, I didn't know
it came out a few days ago. Oh, Mini Lad's been like a shitty person. For like a while.
What do you guys think about pedophiles on YouTube?
Only thing I like remember about Mini Lad is like when I used to watch Vanoss gaming.
Yeah, that's how I found him. And he used to only have the orange backgrounds.
Most people did.
He had like the orange Call of Duty backgrounds. He's like, funny moments, Mini Lad.
It's so weird because like that one friend group was just like, they made the same videos, just like different perspectives.
They all had like the same sound effects, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. It was actually just the same thing. They didn't do anything different for each other's videos. It was just different perspectives.
They were literally the same. And they'd all get like
exactly
a million views on each video. That's insane. YouTube was so easy.
It's still that way.
No.
That.
No,
I feel like that could still happen.
I mean, Vanoss
standard bar got raised.
The Vanoss crew still gets like millions of views. That's just because they're the Vanoss crew, like
the Gainos crew.
I remember I wanted to be on the Vanoss crew so badly. I had an old alias that was literally like a Vanoss copy.
I have a friend that has the like golden Vanoss sweater that's signed by
the owl,
and it's signed.
Houdini.
Exactly. I hated that. I fucking started not liking Vanoss when he went for the owl.
When he did the owl, right? He changed.
My man's changed. It was never the same after.
Right? Like, that's what I was saying. I always liked Vanoss when he just had the normal, the spiky haircut. And like,
yeah.
Everybody, welcome Yoshi Bobby to the Among Us podcast.
Let's go.
Can't hear you. Okay, I liked Vanoss Gaming back. Well, let's go back to our topic. I liked Vanoss Gaming. Also, when like I Am Wildcat started playing a lot, I didn't like what?
No, there is. Shut up. Yeah.
Wait, is Yoshi talking?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, why I can't hear him?
Why not?
You're muted?
Wait, now I hear you. What the fuck?
What?
Wait, what happened?
Sounding you crazy?
I did not hear you.
I think you're having problems. Did you remember to take your meds, little guy?
Shut the fuck.
Little Scooper, guy. Scooper.
Not little guy.
Sure thing, bud. Fuck.
Shut up.
What was your favorite YouTube group?
Oh man, there's so many.
Exactly.
Yeah, Yoshi, what was your favorite YouTube group?
Shoot, that's hard.
Right? There's so many.
Let me tell you. Oh, I know. Sleepy Cabin. Those guys at Newgrounds that are like behind a whole bunch of stuff. They're still going, and I love
them.
What
do they
do? Not sleep.
Dude,
you don't know? Like, no. The old Newgrounds crew?
I
know. Oh, shit. They made, like, your favorite animations
like Igor
from, like,
and
the
those
2000s.
People? Like, Igor Raptor, like, ONNG and, like...
Yeah, with less of a focus... less of a focus on Igor Raptor. Like, yeah, he's pals with them. But he's sort of in, like, the mid to outer circle with them.
Oh, man. It's like Psychic Pebbles. I know he did YouTube. I don't know if he was...
Yeah, dude. I love Psychic Pebbles so
was
much.
Was he Newgrounds, though, or was he, like...
Yeah.
I remember him from, like, 2012. Mm-hmm. Not from, like, very old. Yeah. You know?
They're so fucking funny.
Yeah, they're good, but I just don't know who, like, which is
which.
I really
want to watch
Psychic Only and Psychic Pebbles, Pebbles are essentially thing. The same, but Psychic Pebbles is the funnier voice.
Yeah. I thought he was doing a fake voice for the longest time.
So, no, that's really how he sounds.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was like,
it's beautiful.
Wait, when I started watching his, like, gaming videos, I'm like, wait, does he actually sound like that?
Hey, Tomar, it's you.
Hey, guys. Psychic Pebbles here.
What the fuck is that impression? Get out of here, sus, remote sent off.
Pebbles. Hey, guys.
That's not a...
What am I, sus?
Zen's sus.
I'm triggered.
What am I, sus right now?
Sus.
I'm sussing you right now. I'm sussing you
the host
out.
Is sus.
Hey, guys.
Who else is sus?
Hey, guys.
I really want to see Psychic Pebbles show, like, actually become something. I really want to be
Smiling Friends.
Thing. Yeah.
Didn't they have
it
a...
was really funny.
Well, they have a Hellbenders.
That got, like, stuck forever in, like, limbo with, like, trying to find people hosted on TV. Maybe there is something going on and they can't really say much. But, I think it just has, it's in sort of, funnily enough, it's just sitting in hell right now, waiting.
In Hellbenders. There's bending hell.
What the hell? How bent can it get?
I don't know. Not much more bent.
That's
not at this rate.
Crazy. Like, oh my god.
I saw a funny little creature coming out of the vents.
Okay, so we talked about Sonic versus Mario beatbox. And Mario
and
won.
Sonic won.
Mario won.
Mario won.
Let's say it again. Sonic Mario boom. Won.
The okay. judge said so.
And now we're going to talk about...
Thanos could beat him, though. Let's talk about that.
Now we're going to talk about Pyro in Team Fortress 2. And how terrible, 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 terrible of a class he is. Guys, do I even have to say anything?
No.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Pyro from TF2. I heard him beatbox. He went...
Oh, shit. I think
he
just changed my mind. Oh, shit.
Honestly.
I did not know this. Did he go...
I'll be sure you had to scratch it.
So, guys, for those
who
don't know, Yoshi Booby is the guy who did the Peter Griffin voice for all my Peter Griffin videos.
You think that's brain? Remember the time I was in a Zenny video?
Where I was sussing on voice guys.
Actually, verbal ace.
God, I suck.
I was sussing on
I'm glad you all get to hear my amazing voice. Speaking of hearing me, I'm going to go away for a minute just to deprive you of it.
Among us.
Atungus.
Oh, sus. I'm Peter Griffin. Lois.
I'm so sad he didn't record that one proxy game we had on Among Us.
Which one?
Where I just screamed.
Oh. I should have. Your Five Nights at Freddy's scream. That was one of the funniest things ever.
I'm so bad.
I want to play Among Us again.
We just cried.
I actually want to play Among Us.
We were actually just crying.
I could not stop crying. Like, it was that funny. Guys, Pyro is a bad class, though, wouldn't you say?
I would agree with you on
that.
I
don't play TF2.
Luna, imagine
that,
like...
The thing is with Pyro, like, you don't need to aim with him. And air blasting, it has such little repercussion. There's so little risk and such high reward with Pyro.
Right? Like, okay.
Because you get rewarded way too much for
Luna,
the simplest tasks.
Imagine, what game do you play?
Your mom.
Okay,
God,
so imagine your mom had an ability to shove you, and also to, every time you shot something at them, they could shoot it back, and they can also do two times more damage. Now, that is Pyro in a nutshell. Air Blast is a broken mechanic. I think that is overpowered, to say the least, because it is a hard counter to literally everything in the game. I will make my case if you want me to. Someone say make your case, Zenith. I've been holding this
make
back.
Make your case, Zenith. I don't know what's going on.
I've been holding this back. Guys, Pyro, if you're playing Scout, Pyro just air blasts you away, fucks up your aim, and then he taps you once, you're dead. If you're playing Soldier or Demo,
jump, you dumb idiot.
If you're playing Soldier, then he air blasts you again. If you're playing Soldier or Demo, you're fucked. Because if you're not using the shotgun on Soldier, he's just going to right-click you. Demo, he's just going to right-click you. Other Pyros, you could just like right-click them, and they go away. Fuck. Heavy, you right-click him. It's not as easy to aim as you think, because he fucking throws you around like you're a rag doll. All right, Sniper.
When he air blasts you, not only does he like just push you, which is fucking up your aim because you're just getting suddenly moved, it actually jogs your screen a bit, so it just genuinely fucks up your fucking aim.
And Pyro's flames like gun your eyes and you can't see through him, and then Sniper, he like walks forward at you, and then he air blasts you and melees you like a fucking bitch. And then Spy, Pyro's the hard counter. Spy, an engineer, like sentry guns, you could right click the things.
Pyro counters like half of the classes in some way.
The rockets, you right click the rockets, and then you're fucking air blast just is insane.
Pyro can be like Uber, he can be Demo, he can be Soldier.
And I think that all Pyro mains are terrible human beings.
Thing is with Pyro
counters
the most important classes in the game.
Pyro literally counters Uber too. Like, if you have an Uber, you can spend... I remember watching an Uncle Dane video. This is how I started thinking about this whole thing. Like, the Uncle Dane video about the Wrangler, how, like, you know, a team builds up an Uber and they try to coordinate a push, and then the engineer presses 2 with the fucking Wrangler, and then all of a sudden your sentry gun has a billion health. Pyro, all he does is press 2 and he stuffs your entire Uber. That's not fair. That's not fair at all.
Here's the thing, though. He'll die in, like, 2 seconds if they fire at him.
But how long is an Uber? How long is an Uber? Like 8 seconds? Like, that's a lot of time.
Is it, Yoshi, if you're a Soldier, a Pyro, or a Demo, there's like nothing you can do, though.
This is also true.
Hell, even a Scout, like, unless you tunnel him, then you waste a few shots anyway.
Yeah, but you never like Uber a Scout if you're like playing serious.
Well, I mean, if you're doing like 5 CP, it's a good push, but...
Yeah, you just flash him.
I'd say Heavy Uber is the only thing you can do, but then if they have a sentry gun, then what?
Yeah, no, like, Heavy's like the only Uber Pyro doesn't counter easily.
Yeah, and if you have a sentry gun, like, then what do you do? Like, shit.
Because then she just tanks the sentry. To deal with Pyro, but Pyro just has to put in such little effort.
Yeah, it's so
comparatively
annoying. And I think Gaben should be fired. That's my synopsis.
Inner Sloth has really got to work on balancing the classes.
Oh, yeah, really. Red is just too sus.
I mean, I don't know what Blizzard's doing over there, but, like...
Right, Nintendo, fix your game. All right, good topic, guys. Now, our final topic of the day, because we are being organized, and we did not do another podcast where we talked about
Helen Keller
for 30 minutes. It's Total Drama Island.
And that would be funny.
I mean, it would be pretty funny, but we are going to talk about Total Drama Island. Guys, who are your favorite characters?
I really liked Gwen because I thought she was really hot when I was younger. But let it be known, I also had a massive crush on Sam from Danny Phantom. So I definitely had a type at a young age.
Danny Phantom, Sam. That's a good pick.
Exactly.
Wait, that's the black hair girl, right?
Yeah.
Her name was Gwen.
No, that's in Total Drama.
Wait, but she looks like a Gwen too.
Gwen's like the goth girl from season 1.
Well, yeah, because you watched Total Drama.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know Gwen Total Drama. I thought she was also Gwen.
No, her name was Sam.
My favorite character
from
is Spider-Man. Chris McLean from Total Drama Island.
You seem like you'd like Yuri from Doki Doki, but you're a Sayori fan. No, Doki Doki, but you're a Sayori guy. What happened there?
I am a Sayori guy.
What happened there?
She's depressed.
No, but like you didn't know that at first. Hey, spoilers!
Oh,
everybody, welcome Spiked Ball of Doom to the Among Us podcast.
Hello.
We're talking about Total Drama Island.
On your phone?
Yeah, I'm at my friend's house. My friends. Hey. What do you want to say to my friends?
Tell them to go to the Among Us podcast. Subscribe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Yeah. I recorded the Peter Griffin thing at my friend's house, actually. I like went upstairs. I was like, I have business to take on.
I have something to do. Advice, there's something I have to do. It's actually hilarious.
And like, I just like to imagine they, like, I was with like six of my friends, and like, I just like to imagine them just hearing muffled through the door.
Yoshi, I tried so.
No, the timer is sus.
Yoshi, I tried so hard. Like, I just saw that when I got out of work, and I'm like, we need to post this first. Because if we post this first, this is free views. Someone posted something before us.
Well, what was the time difference?
Like 6 hours. They had almost 1,000 views when I posted it. But I think we're catching up. So I think we're good.
Ours has the better impression. Theirs probably has the animation. I don't remember.
Theirs has the animation. Yeah, that's the one with the animation. But I think we could catch up.
I'll say my voice is better.
Then do the leafy ashy go on Peter Griffin, and that's all you have to do.
Honestly, just people think that's good editing. I used to think that was great editing, putting S shake on everything.
It was good. It was like it looked okay.
I remember I called Tommy In It Out on in the Schlatt Discord. I'm like, you use S shake a lot, bro, and he's like, oh yeah, I like using it. And now look at me, he's 5 million subscribers. Fucking god. Damn it.
I'm a little dummy boy. I use only Premiere. Honestly. And like everything that isn't like a cross dissolve, I like do myself. So like screen jitters.
I used to do S shake by myself, and then I learned what S shake was. I'm like, holy shit, this is the easiest thing ever.
Yes.
No, Sapphire is a Premiere plugin though. You can just use it in Premiere.
What was it? Total Drama.
Oh yeah.
This is Total Drama Island.
Oh yeah, we're trying
I
to.
I heard one of you is sus, not cool, dude.
That was shit, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's 1 a.m. I can't do Christmas.
One of you guys is sus.
All right, campers. One of you has got to go into electrical. I can't fucking do this.
We got to go to Medbay and do the scan.
All right, screaming golfers, killer bass.
Duncan's vented. Duncan vented. I did not vent, dude.
I hate this.
And then
so
that's when Heather goes. That's when Heather goes. Well, I think Duncan's sus.
Dude, Duncan has like no legs. It's so funny.
And then Lindsay's like, "What does sus mean?"
You don't know what sus.
She thinks it means. Oh God, Owen.
Who's the nerdy guy with like the long hair? He's like
Harold.
No, not Harold. No, the other one with long hair. Long brown hair.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I'm actually
the sweater vest.
Yes. Oh my god. His name's like Nelson or some shit. What's his name?
It was Cody.
No, Cody.
Cody had like the part in his hair. Total.
Yeah,
that's Cody. Unless you're thinking of Ezekiel who got photo that first episode.
No. There's another one. I know what someone's talking about.
Cody's the one who crushed on Gwen.
Yeah. Cody's the one who liked Gwen.
Let me find it.
Wait, I'm finding it. Not Harold. Shit.
Gosh.
Not Trent.
No.
Oh, the guy with the Adidas on. The red Adidas.
Yeah.
I think so.
He wasn't a nerd. He was just...
What was his name?
He was annoying.
Everyone hated him. I don't remember his name at all.
Noah. It was Noah.
Noah. Oh my god.
He stuck around for a bit. It's weird that
Noah was there
for like most of it.
He was just kind
of
there though. And, like,
you know
DJ
how they should have made it so that there was
sure
a life
voted
poll
on the dodgeball episode.
Yes.
Well, Noah's like, I don't think that red vented.
Yeah. No, he was like,
he was
woman can't win.
And like, Noah just didn't play and he got like,
shut the fuck up, Heather. You're a woman.
Zen, you have to make Total Drama.
It was that one guy that became a goblin at the end that was like,
Ezekiel.
He was like, woman.
He was that guy. And then Lashana was like, oh, what are you talking about, woman?
Literally out of nowhere, Zeke was like, women can't do anything, eh?
I hated Lashana.
Why did he not like her? Why?
Ezekiel's based as fuck. Ezekiel is so based.
He was ahead of his own.
I'm just red-pilled, eh?
Hey, women can't do anything. I'm gonna play video games. And then he gets voted out immediately, like, not even trying.
Like, that was actual episode one. By default,
all women are sus, eh?
Why is he Canadian?
And then LaShawna's like, oh, I don't like you, man. I don't like you, Ezekiel.
Chubbs, he was.
Skinny boy. Dude, the show was from Canada. Literally, there are two different versions of how the show ended. America got Gwen, and Canada got Owen.
Yeah, they've done that.
Wait, I swear I saw Owen win.
It's like a different. There's two different endings for every season.
Yeah, I think Owen won. I think Owen won in America.
No, maybe.
Yeah, there's like two different endings for every character.
I don't remember.
Well, we can't. Well, we just spoiled
it. I remember
total
Owen winning.
The
Owen won. Oh, I remember being in summer camp and talking about my friends.
I'll be real though. My least favorite characters were like Sadie and Katie though.
Oh, they were annoying.
Yeah. They were very annoying.
They would be dream stands.
Can we make about the characters?
We should do a tier list of the Among Us characters. Total Drama.
Well, now you gotta do that too. That's our next episode.
A tier red.
True.
Always sus.
Red is
sus.
I think Bridget's an S tier, let's be real. Bridget's so hot.
Bridget? Why?
Nah. If Bridget was real, oh man. The things I would.
Which one was Bridget again?
The way I DM her on Discord.
Oh, right, the surfer girl. Surfer girl.
May I DM you, queen?
If Bridget, I would be the simp.
Jeff is a great character.
Jeff?
I didn't like Jeff.
His name is Geoff on Google.
Geoff.
His name's Jeff.
Jeff.
My name's Jeff. Hey, high five.
I see my mic.
Then there was like Tyler. He was just kind of there the whole time.
Tyler was
DJ. He was funny.
Who's
Tyler?
Tyler
was the tracksuit guy who kept like not knowing what
to do. He's a jock dude, and Lindsay liked him.
He's a stupid guy. Yeah.
Lindsay's like, oh, Tyler, you're so sexy.
And Tyler Tyler like always forgot who Lindsay was.
Fellas, we mixed things up. Noah was dumb book idiot, and like Tyler was a red Adidas guy.
Yeah. I was thinking of Noah as the book idiot.
Oh, actually,
I was thinking of Noah as the annoying dude.
I
not annoying.
I will not play dodgeball. I'd rather read book.
I like books.
I like books.
Oh, y'all remember Eva? Eva was
like
a bitch.
I like books.
Yeah, Eva was annoying.
I'm glad Eva left early because she was like such a cunt.
Yeah.
Who was she?
She was
like a
angry
girl.
She was the angry Russian one.
Yeah, that angry Russian hack, angry video game nerd.
Russian
hack. She was the angry German kid.
Wait, hold on. Did you guys see that one clip of like where kids got flashed by that one girl?
Yeah.
Oh, by Heather. Heather's like, tits
Heather?
Came out.
Yeah. Did
Not
you guys
Heather.
See her?
Wait, yes.
Yo, I saw her badonkadonks.
It was censored.
Dude, I saw her booba. I went.
It was
Ooga.
Censored. She covered booba.
Bro, I love when her boobie. That's when I started to like her.
And then Harold was like, oh, gosh.
That was my first pog.
The first time I ever pog champed.
Exactly.
I pog champed in real life.
I remember the first time I pogged.
Dude. What a time. What a time to be alive.
What a great episode this has been.
Top tier.
I think we should keep going.
I like Izzy the best. Izzy was my favorite.
Izzy.
Was it that the red haired girl?
The orange haired girl that got like arrested.
Oh, she was
super but,
like hyper.
Dude, I loved her. She's one of my favorite.
She was the best.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, she got like people tried to like arrest her, but she like ran away on an island and then came back like 10 episodes later.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Courtney.
Like she never
Courtney
got DQ'd for
you know,
it.
The older I get, the more I appreciate Courtney.
She was a CIT.
Courtney was okay. Yeah.
Courtney was like the responsible one, you know.
Yeah, I was like, oh, they're just having two, but no, they're chill.
Courtney's actually had a heart, you know?
Courtney was, I think, one of the best characters because she was the most relatable.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I sort of, like, saw her as, like, wow, she really, like, thinks the odds are against her whenever she loses and only when she loses.
Yeah.
Like, I thought she was really just looking out for herself and that's it. I never really thought
I guess. She always, what was she, like, a kind of a neat freak, but... No, the
well,
older you get, the more you
like
appreciate.
Like,
he liked numbers.
I will literally sue you if I do not win. That's
yeah.
What she was doing.
I'm telling.
She tried to sue someone. Yeah,
did she? I don't remember that.
Chris. Yeah, she tried to sue Chris.
What? Yeah. Trying to sue the show.
Yeah,
because
and
they voted
like,
her off, so they had to put it back on.
This
like,
show's ahead of its time. Holy shit.
Yeah, she was literally a Karen, show. Dude.
Have you guys ever watched Total Drama Rum?
I saw an episode and I never wanted to see it again.
Windows on my friend's computer and I was it was like on. And I saw it was like this giant ass baby. And they were getting eaten by the giant bear. I'm like, what the fuck is this show?
That's crazy.
Well, I will say this though, it did connect the universe of Total Drama and 16.
16, oh, wait,
yeah,
starting to find got a new
they put
job
the Chris McQueen voiced kid
today.
In there. The one who did Naked Skydiving.
I think one of my first Steam comments is Jubs writing the lyrics to 16.
Dude.
Like the theme song.
Dude, that was one of our first like inside jokes.
Yeah.
Because I was like 15 at the time or something.
I think you were turning 16.
Yeah, something like that.
If you go to the first page of my comments, like the first one is just the lyrics to 16 from by Jubs.
Those are simpler times.
Damn.
I was fresh 18 then. Now I'm 18.
I'm 11 now.
I've changed.
That's hot.
I've watched Total Drama and I've changed.
Jubs.
Anyway, thank you all so much for coming and listening to the Among Us podcast. We'll see you in the next episode. So what's up, guys? Canceled. Welcome to the next episode.
Hey guys,
of the
welcome
Among
back
podcast.
To the Among Us.
Hey guys.
All right, for real. I'm gonna end it.
In this episode, we'll
wait. This is
Helen
a new episode.
Keller
this is the new episode.
No, no, I. No, we just recorded two episodes.
Well, now it's three.
What
okay.
The fuck?
Hey guys, welcome to the Among Us podcast.
Welcome back.
You just listened to like a 2-second episode. You idiot.